President Bush's proposal to overhaul America's immigration laws has been interpreted by some critics as a form of amnesty. The White House denies that the changes constitute a grant of amnesty to immigrants who have come to the United States illegally, but at least part of the administration's justification for the changes is to reconcile the law with reality. Essayist Ann Oman has been a big fan of amnesties ever since her local public library held a No Questions Asked Day to get people to return overdue books. In that spirit, she has a modest proposal on how to reconcile still more laws and regulations with the reality of American life.
Let's lift those prohibitions against copying music and movies. Just about every family in America has at least one member guilty of this. Why should our teenagers have to max out their credit cards to line the pockets of songwriters and Hollywood fat cats? They probably wouldn't spend the money any more wisely than the teeny boppers. And let's get rid of the archaic practice of giving pedestrians the right of way. Hardly any driver does this. Rightly so. If pedestrians were in a hurry to get anywhere, they'd be driving, wouldn't they? Then there's that pesky requirement that you pay Social Security tax for your nannies and housekeepers. Show me a person who hasn't scoffed at that law, and I'll show you a dirty house. And let's face it, by the time today's babysitters and housekeepers are old enough to collect, there won't be any money left in Social Security. In time for the summer travel season, let's abolish the rules that make the national parks a drag. Anybody who's never picked a wildflower or gathered a rock hasn't really gotten their tax dollars' worth out of our public parks. And if the kids want to capture some cute little prairie dogs to take home, hey, that's educational, isn't it? If the buffalo can roam and pillage at will on our public lands, why not our kids? Of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Hundreds of rules are being ignored every day. Get them off the books. Let freedom ring loud and clear. Which reminds me, those anti-noise laws ought to be among the first to go, right after we nix the penalties for cutting the tag off your mattress.
Ann Oman lives in Washington. We're quite confident that she tries her best to return books to the library on time, and she really doesn't know how all those songs got on her computer. It's 22 minutes before the hour.